This is Business by the Bay, here to discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions. Your host, Ajay Sani.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Business by the Bay, where we talk to successful business leaders and discuss various challenges businesses face and also possible solutions. I'm your host, Ajay Sani, and today's show is sponsored by Payroll Vault. It is a boutique-style local payroll service provider for small businesses. Payroll Vault fully handles the payroll tasks and take over complex payroll activity from the business owners, and are also helping qualified businesses get ERC, Employee Retention Credit. The credit is up to $5,000 per employee for 2020 and up to $7,000 per employee for the first three quarters in 2021. For details, please call Payroll Vault at 925-273-7020. Today, I'm very happy to have with me Laurie Pierce. She's a regional connector with Trust Agrity, managing the California, Arizona, and national groups. She joined as a member in 2016 and became regional connector in 2019. She's passionate about Trust Agrity and especially enjoys making business introductions for members to help them grow their businesses. Her professional background includes sales positions in software, telecommunications, HR and employee benefits, teaching, and as a founder and CEO. She is passionate about networking, Orange Theory Fitness, cooking, and golfing. Good afternoon, Laurie. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm also doing very good. So let's start with the name. Trust Agrity is an interesting name. So can you please explain the purpose of this organization?
Trust Agrity combines trust and integrity, and it is a combination of a networking and a mastermind organization. It is designed for seasoned, busy professionals that typically have 15 or more years of experience in business, and at a minimum, 5. The focus is to build trusted relationships so companies can grow their businesses, and members get together to connect, confide, and collaborate to share the struggles and challenges and the triumphs they have in their businesses.
So how does it help? Like you mentioned quite a few things and, building trust and relationship. I think it will be good for our listeners to know that how everything works. Are the relationships at the local level or is it at the regional, national level? So how does the whole thing work?
Sure. Members come together once a month. Again, it's designed for seasoned, busy professionals. And in between the monthly meetings, there are small group meetings called Reconnects. And that's where 3 to 5 members or guests from the meeting come together for a coffee or a lunch or a happy hour or another gathering at somebody's office. Mm-hmm. And they get to know each other better personally and professionally. We have groups, local groups in 10 different states, scattered throughout the states. Mm-hmm. And we have 2 national groups.
So the difference between the national and the local is the national one, the members will be in different parts of the country, mm-hmm. and the local group will be in a sort of a local area. And then the regional group would be focusing on a certain region, say West?
So our national groups, people do business nationally. So they have clients throughout the country. Some people do have clients, in scattered states like California, Oregon, and New York, but they can do business in all the states. Mm-hmm. So it's similar. The meetings are run the same. Uh-huh. It's the same format for local and national groups. It's just the area that the members can cover and support.
Got it. So are there regional groups also?
There are no regional groups, just local and national.
Local and national. Got it. Great. So, Laurie, how do you know that the whole thing is working? In other words, how do you measure the success?
Well, I've been involved with the organization for almost 7 years now. And many of our members have been involved. The organization has been around for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So many members have even been involved longer than me. So I think that says a lot about the success of the organization with having so many members have the longevity.
Right.
We also have low turnover. So in a membership organization, that's key. And again, says a lot about the success of the organization. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that it's measured by the relationships that are built. And we're building trusted relationships in the organization. And people can go to one of their advisors. They can refer a client, a family member, a friend, and know that that person is going to be well taken care of with their group of trusted advisors. And then the next thing is that business happens organically in the group through the trusted relationships that are built.
Yeah, because I think trust goes a long way. When we trust each other, it's very natural for us to help each other.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, and then it's like, it's a very, you use the right word, organically, because in that environment, essentially, when we are trusting each other, we will ask like very sort of a common questions would be, how can I help you? I mean, that, and there one gets to know like, okay, what the other business owner is looking for, or what are the skill sets, or where they really shine. And I think that that allows with confidence for members, because that's the key. The trust is developed when there is confidence mm-hmm. among members that, hey, my fellow group members can truly deliver.
Yes, definitely. And I think with certain membership organizations, there's requirements to give introductions and leads and things like that. I think that's really hard to force something. The trust isn't necessarily there yet. So
yeah,
it's not necessarily, I think, as good of a, an introduction or a lead
mm-hmm.
if that trust
mm-hmm.
isn't already built in.
Right, right. And then, like, I guess any organization we take, there are certain things that are sort of tricky. You mentioned a good point that some organizations, when you try to force, that's kind of is not natural and it will take time. When it comes to trust integrity, what do you think are some of the challenges that either you or the members face?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that members face is that they get too busy. We're designed for seasoned, busy professionals. So
mm-hmm.
trust integrity may be working for them, but something has to give and they have to step away from the organization, unfortunately. But I will say that the members that thrive have a give back attitude.
Mm-hmm.
They attend meetings regularly. They attend the reconnects regularly. They make introductions for other members and just are really all into the organization.
Right, right. Because you have an approach to give, it makes it easier not only for the person, but also if in any organization, if there are, let's pick a number, say there are 15 members, and if all the 15 members come with an attitude that, okay, what can I get out of it? Then all the 15 members are there to take something and nobody is willing to give.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if all the 15 members come with an approach to say that, okay, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Suddenly each and every member has, I think, 14 other members who are essentially sort of their sponsor or their, like, you know, their promoters. Because then everybody has that same common approach that what can I do for you rather than what can I get?
Yeah. And I think just the whole, you know, again, go back to the combination of trust and integrity. I really think that the members really embrace that.
Uh-huh.
And again, have that give back attitude, I would say a majority. I mean, you have some people, you know, you have all the different personalities in life and all that.
But right.
I would say that that's really important to people that join the organization.
Absolutely. And you mentioned about reconnect. So reconnect essentially means that besides the meeting, those members are meeting offline or, like, you know, in person or on Zoom to know each other better?
Yes. Again, so what we typically do if it's a Zoom meeting, we go into breakout rooms to schedule those reconnects. The
mm-hmm.
small groups schedule a time that works for their group
mm-hmm.
to meet again for an hour to reconnect and learn more about each other personally and professionally, learn more about how they can refer business to each other, make introductions if they come up in that small group setting, just again to do a deeper dive into the relationship building aspect of the organization.
Yeah, I think that's extremely important, because in a group, whatever size, if there are, like, you know, 10, 15, 20, 25, whatever the number is, if there are members who are meeting, like, regular meetings, whatever the duration is, an hour, 2 hours, it's not enough to really know in depth what each and every member really is doing and how they serve their clients. So these reconnects can allow people to really know and maybe discuss certain examples and maybe how they have helped their clients recently and so forth.
Yeah, I think they're really important, and that's members love the reconnects. We also do a thing called a partner pair up in the meeting, so people
okay.
get a small one-to-one setting within the meetings, which members really like as well. So you have the commitment is the meetings are an hour and a half to 2 hours max. Mm-hmm. You have the reconnects that are typically an hour. You've got the mini partner pair-ups in the meeting. So the time commitment is 2.5 to 3 hours a month, which is in line with seasoned busy professional schedules.
Absolutely. And then if they need to meet more, they can always do that once they know that it's really helping them. Like if there are two members who are really gaining a lot by having some discussions, serving common clients, then they can meet as many times as they want because their relationship is already there and they can further join hands.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that happens all the time. So
awesome, very good. So Laurie, there are so many networking organizations. We take at local level, national level, international level, and they all have, certain flavors, certain common things, and then there are some differentiators. So what do you think are key differentiators when it comes to TrustAgility?
Sure. As I mentioned, we're a combination of a networking and a mastermind organization, mm-hmm. and I believe the mastermind portion really sets us apart. We have a business discussion topic at every meeting.
Okay.
And the members are able to share, how that has affected them, mm-hmm. or if it relates to challenges and struggles and triumphs or whatever the topic is that we're sharing. And then on top of that, if a member has a situation, business challenge, a struggle that they have, a new product they're launching, they can say, hey, I'd like this meeting to, if I can get feedback from the group,
right.
I'd like to replace the business discussion topic this time. So that's unique to our organization. So we call it a mentoring moment.
Okay. Yeah, that's really neat because a lot of times, I think, especially with small business owners, when we are busy and we are occupied, we try to think in the same manner what we have been doing for so long, how to improve. And even if you try to go outside, we'll try to see the competitors and say that, okay, hey, my competitors, they are doing ABC and they have been successful. So let me try something similar. That's at times very natural thing for some business owners to look that way. Though I think there is huge advantage in the mastermind thing that you just talked about because there could be other professions who may not be directly related, another industry, totally different sort of product or a service, but what worked for them can also work for a different business type. And that sort of mastermind or learning from each other has a huge impact because it, as an example, if you and me are talking and you I have a challenge and I say to you that, hey, I'm struggling with this, or I'm launching a new service, I'm launching another product or a service and I need to grow or whatever my question is. And then if you have done that in another industry 5 years back or 2 years back, whatever, it doesn't matter. Then you say that, okay, hey, when I did, I actually got huge success by doing whether some kind of a promotion, email campaign, or working with another power partner, whatever your experience is, if you share and I try to use that and get some ideas, it may not be like it may not be directly copying what you did, but if it opens up my mindset that, okay, hey, there are certain things I was not even thinking about, that's really awesome. And that can make a huge impact.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have a room, whether it be on Zoom or face-to-face meeting, you have a room with 15 to 24 other professionals that have, different backgrounds and different viewpoints and different things to share that you may have not thought of, or it might validate some of the things you've been thinking of. So it's, I think it's invaluable.
Absolutely. I remember listening to Jay Abraham once, I think he has mentioned that quite a few times, that one of the critical factors for the amazing success he has achieved was that when he was young, he started working with different products and services, different industries. And he saw people kind of just focusing that, okay, this is how it's done in my industry. And then he said, okay, hey, but I worked in the other area and they do this thing. Why can't I try the same thing over here? So he basically has this great gift or talent or whatever you want to call to just see different areas where different industries, how certain things work. And then he started implementing those things in the next venture he was involved with, and he continued with that, and that has broadened his learning, and he shares all of that like with his clients and his network. So I think this part of like networking plus mastermind, I believe is really cool.
Me too. Very cool.
Yeah. So Lori, you have done so many things in your career, and if you have to share something with business leaders, like, you know, whether it can be like someone asks you key to your success or something that can, whatever you can say or whatever advice you can give that can have a you know, great impact on those business leaders, what would you tell? What would you say in that situation if you're asked that question?
There's so many things. That's a hard one. But I think it's one that I just learned recently. And what I learned and what I'm making myself aware of more so is that what we want most is often right behind the thing we are resisting.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah. So I think many times we keep trying and trying and trying at something, and we get to the point where we're going to give up, right? Okay. And it's just literally right behind that door, that thing that we're doing, to just to keep plugging along and keep at it and not give up.
Yeah, I mean, that's very good what you just said, because I'm thinking while you were explaining this, it's almost like I'm climbing a hill and it feels like, you know, I can't do it, and I just keep on going without realizing that I'm almost at the top, kind of. And the other side is actually an easy way, if whatever my destination is. And if I give up like almost near the top, then I lose in the sense that all my effort going uphill has gone to waste, because when there was almost the time to get the fruits, I just gave up.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that, you know, for those people that are in sales, right? Maybe you've had a really bad day and every call you have had has been a no or a voicemail or whatever. And, you know, give it that one more call. Just keep giving a couple more calls until the day's over. Even the day might be over, right? And you're calling after hours, and you might get that business owner that is there working after hours and answers the phone. So
yeah, no, you're right. And what I've seen, that whether it's personal life, business life, or sports, there is so much to learn. Again, like, you know, whether we call it mastermind or, you know, learning from different people, sports is such a great teacher. Like what we see amazing athletes doing when they are like, you know, if you take a tennis game or any other, whether it's an individual sport or a team sport, they are like, you know, the going is tough. And then one player sort of doesn't give up, continue the hard work, and gets an opening, and suddenly the momentum shifts, and then you win. So it's always like, I feel like sports is a great teacher, like things like never give up, respect the opposition, all those kind of things, be nice, have a sports spirit. So if we, again, implement those things in our personal and business life, I think we can be a better person and do better than yesterday if we continue with that approach.
I would agree.
Yeah, so great. So Lori, if people want to reach you, what's the best way to contact you?
Well, first I'd like to say that if you'd like to come to a Trustegrity meeting, I'd like to say Trustegrity is better experienced than explained. Okay. So you can check out our website at trustegrity.com, or you can reach out to me personally on my cell phone at 415-407-1424.
Great. I really enjoyed this conversation, Lori. And any final thoughts?
You know, come check out Trustegrity. I'd love to meet some of you listeners at a virtual or an in-person meeting. And I just really appreciate you having me on the show.
Great. It was a pleasure having you. So listeners, thank you for joining us on Business by the Bay today. This show was brought to you by Payroll Vault. We hope that you enjoyed the show. You can find the recording of the show on our website, businessbythebay.live. Please feel free to contact us in case you have any questions. You may send us an email at info@businessbythebay.live. Take care and have a great weekend.
Business by the Bay with your host, Ajay Sani. Join us next time as we discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions.